If you would go to heaven, you must have your sins forgiven and your hearts made new and good. There is only one who can do this for you. That one is the Lord Jesus Christ. God has appointed him to be the friend of sinners. He can wash away your sins in his own precious blood. He can make your hearts new by putting the Holy Spirit in them. He is the way and the door into heaven. He has the keys in his hand. Children, if you want to go to heaven, you must ask Jesus Christ to let you in. Ask Jesus in prayer to get ready a place for you in that world where there is no crying. Ask him to put your name in his book of life and to make you one of his people. Ask him to cleanse you from all your sins and to put the Holy Ghost in your heart. Ask him to give you power to fight his battle against sin, the world, and the devil. Ask him to give you grace to make you good while you are young and good when you grow up, so that you may be safe while you live and happy forever when you die. Children, Jesus Christ is ready to do all this if you will only ask him. He has done it for many people already. He is waiting to do it for you at this very time. Do not be afraid to ask him. Tell him you have heard that he was very kind to people when he was on earth, and ask him to be kind to you. Remind him how kind he was to the poor dying thief on the cross. Say to him, "Lord Jesus, remember me. I want to go to heaven. Lord, think upon me. Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. Lord, pardon my sins and give me a new heart. Lord Jesus, save me." And now, children, I have kept my word. I have told you of three places. I have told you of a place where there is nothing but crying. I hope none of you will go there. I have told you of a place where there is no crying. I hope you will all go there. I have told you of a place where there is a great deal of crying. That place is the world in which you are living. Would you like, last of all, to know the best way to be happy in this world? Listen to me, and I will tell you. The happiest people in this world are those who make the Bible the rule of their lives. They read their Bibles often. They believe what the Bible says. They love that Savior Jesus Christ of whom the Bible speaks. They try to obey what the Bible commands. None are so happy as these people. They cannot prevent sickness and trouble coming to them sometimes, but they learn from the Bible to bear them patiently. Children, if you would get through the world happily, make the Bible your best friend. Shall I tell you a story that I once heard about a little boy in the Bible? Perhaps it will help you to remember what I have just been saying. I want the words I have just written to stick forever in your minds. "Father," said this little boy one day, "I do not see any use in reading the Bible. I do not see that it does people any good." Little Johnny said this in a rather cross and pettish way, and his father thought it best not to begin reasoning with him. "Johnny," he said, "put on your hat and come out and take a walk with me." Johnny's father took him first to a house where there was an old woman who was very poor, and he talked to her about her poverty. "Sir," said the old woman, "I do not complain. I have read in the Bible these words, 'I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.'" "Johnny," said the little boy's father, "hear what the old woman says." They went on to another house where there was a young woman who was very ill and never likely to get better. Johnny's father asked her if she felt afraid to die. "No," she said, "I find it written in the Bible, 'Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.'" "Johnny," said the little boy's father again, "hear what the young woman says." Children, when Johnny and his father came home that afternoon from their walk, his father asked him one question. "Johnny," he said, "do you think it is of any use to read the Bible? Do you think reading the Bible does people any good?" And now what do you think Johnny said? I will tell you. He held down his head and said nothing, but his face got very red, and he looked very much ashamed. Children, from that very day, Johnny was never heard again to say, "It is of no use reading the Bible." Beloved children, remember my parting words. The way to get through the world with the least possible crying is to read the Bible, believe the Bible, pray over the Bible, live by the Bible. He that goes through life in this way will have the least crying in this world. And best of all, he will have no crying at all in the world to come.
The Two Bears and Other Addresses to Children by J.C. Ryle. Side 3. The Happy Little Girl. Dear children, would you like to know who was the happiest child I ever saw? Listen to me, and I will tell you. The happiest child I ever saw was a little girl whom I once met traveling in a railway carriage. We were both going on a journey to London, and we traveled a great many miles together. She was only 8 years old, and she was quite blind. She had never been able to see at all. She had never seen the sun, and the stars, and the sky, and the grass, and the flowers, and the trees, and the birds, and all those pleasant things which you see every day of your lives. But still, she was quite happy. She was by herself, poor little thing. She had no friends or relations to take care of her on the journey and be good to her, but she was quite happy and content. She said when she got into the carriage, "Tell me how many people there are in the carriage. I am quite blind and can see nothing." A gentleman asked her if she was not afraid. "No," she said, "I am not frightened. I have traveled before, and I trust in God, and people are always very good to me." But I soon found out the reason why she was so happy, and what do you think it was? She loved Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ loved her. She had sought Jesus Christ, and she had found him. I began to talk to her about the Bible, and I soon saw she knew a great deal of it. She went to a school where the mistress used to read the Bible to her, and she was a good girl and had remembered what her mistress had read. Dear children, you cannot think how many things in the Bible this poor little blind girl knew. I only wish that every grown-up person in England knew as much as she did, but I must try and tell you some of them. She talked to me about sin, how it first came into the world when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, and how it was to be seen everywhere now. "Oh," she said, "there are no really good people. The very best people in the world have many sins every day, and I am sure we all of us waste a great deal of time if we do nothing else wrong. Oh, we are all such sinners. There is nobody who has not sinned a great many sins." And then she talked about Jesus Christ. She told me about the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, about his sweating drops of blood, about the soldiers nailing him to the cross, about the spear piercing his side and blood and mortar coming out. "Oh," she said, "how very good it was of him to die for us, and such a cruel death. How good he was to suffer for our sins." And then she talked about wicked people. She told me she was afraid there were a great many in the world, and it made her very unhappy to see how many of her schoolfellows and acquaintances went on. "But," she said, "I know the reason why they are so wicked. It is because they do not try to be good. They do not wish to be good. They do not ask Jesus to make them good." I asked her what part of the Bible she liked best. She told me she liked all the history of Jesus Christ, but the chapters she was most fond of were the last three chapters of the book of Revelation. I had got a Bible with me, and I took it out and read these chapters to her as we went along. When I had done, she began to talk about heaven. "Think," she said, "how nice it will be to be there. There will be no more sorrow, nor crying, nor tears. And then Jesus Christ will be there, for it says, 'The Lamb is the light thereof,' and we shall always be with him. And beside this, there shall be no night there. They will need no candle nor light of the sun." Dear children, just think of this poor little blind girl. Think of her taking